The need to build an integrated West Africa that offers opportunities to citizens and promotes economic growth has been mooted by ECOWAS Chair President John Mahama at the 45th Ordinary Session of ECOWAS Heads of State and Government in Accra. An integrated sub-region can only be realized when critical boundaries are removed to enable free movements of persons, goods and services. Trade issues form one of the critical pillars of President Mahama's goals as chair of the community. Pascaline Adadovu reports.
The West African sub-region's dream of having an integrated economy will only come into fruition when all protocols on the free movement of persons, goods and services are fully implemented, and most especially activation of the ECOWAS trade liberalization schemes. Essentially, the trade liberalization scheme includes removal of all tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. With these, more jobs will be created, there will be lower consumer prices, and individual economies will experience growth. ECOWAS leaders have themselves acknowledged that steps towards achieving free trade has been slow. As a first step, ECOWAS citizens no longer require visas to travel within the sub-region, and progress has been made with the Common Currency Plan, ECO. ECOWAS Chair President Mahama also announced that the ECOWAS Common External Tariff is expected to come into force by January next year. The Common External Tariff will ensure that duties are not paid on goods from neighboring countries. This laudable move can only be achieved if monitoring teams are set at border points to ensure that bottlenecks, usually human-induced, are made away with. ECOWAS Chair President Mahama hits on this point.
Without prejudice to this roadmap and the various efforts that are being made, I wish to call on all member states, particularly border officials, to take all the legal and necessary steps to remove all challenges or bottlenecks to trade and commercial activity within our region. The lingering difficulties that many enterprising West African citizens face in doing business across our borders must be addressed. Some of our businessmen and women complain that in addition to paying all the relevant duties and levies, they are still confronted with situations and hindrances that often make it prohibitive for them to do business within our sub-region. Some of these obstacles are the multiplicity of legal and illegal checkpoints and barriers.
Another welcoming news is the introduction of biometric identity cards for ECOWAS citizens. Once registered, people can move freely in West Africa and enjoy opportunities that abound in the member states when all trade barriers and protocols are fully implemented. The West Africa sub-region promises to be a haven of opportunities. Citizens, however, challenge leaders of the sub-region to back their words with action.